His professional road has been rather unique, so we're getting to know Dr. Tyler Carson, a neurosurgeon with Palmdale Regional Medical Center. This is Palmdale Regional Radio from Palmdale Regional Medical Center. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joey Waller. Hi there, Dr. Carson. Welcome.
Hi, Joey. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us. We appreciate the time. So first, you're from Oceanside, California, originally. It's a beach city, home to the California Surf Museum, which kind of paints the picture for people joining us. So in that setting, how were your eventual professional interests formed there in your earlier years?
Growing up, I always had a love for animals, and I actually wanted to be a veterinarian. And as I progressed through high school, I became more and more interested in chemistry and physics, and that kind of led me into pursuing a career in engineering.
And indeed, you wind up getting a degree in materials engineering from UCLA. So you mentioned the love of animals, but why material engineering? How did you head in that direction?
So I really enjoyed problem solving, and the subjects that I was most interested in school were, at least in high school, were chemistry and physics, and materials science, materials engineering really embodied both of those, looking at the chemical structures of materials and then determining how those structures might provide different performance attributes in an engineering manner.
Totally switching career paths, you graduate medical school at Western University in Pomona. So why the change there?
I really began to miss the daily interaction with people. With engineering, I was often behind a desk and a computer, and I began to think about the different loves that I had in my life, and I thought that medicine might provide me what I was looking for. So I began to shadow at a hospital, and from there eventually started taking pre-medical classes to apply for medical school and began that process and was accepted into medical school in 2008.
And as part of that really amazing transformation, you complete a neurosurgery residency in 2018 from Riverside University Health System. Why neurosurgery for you?
So neurosurgery really encompassed many of the aspects that I was interested in. Initially, going into medical school, I thought I would be interested in surgery, coming from an engineering background and working with a lot of structures. I felt that I might be interested in orthopedics, but as I progressed through medical school and began to experience the different surgical specialties, neurosurgery really embodied multiple aspects of caring for people that orthopedics didn't have. So with neurosurgery, I am able to help people with spinal issues and brain issues and nerve issues, which really gave me a wide variety of treatment options.
So Dr. Carson, you not only make this unique switch from engineering to medicine, but to neurosurgery, which is one of the tougher specialties that someone can entertain. I presume you weren't daunted by the challenges of that.
The challenges of neurosurgery were actually what drew me to that profession more than anything. And it keeps me active and thinking and constantly learning, because I feel like there's so much still to learn in the world of neuroscience.
Yeah, the fact that the brain remains a mystery in many ways, even to the most accomplished experts, that's one of the things that draws people like you, right?
I would agree with that. Yeah, it's, as we say, lifelong learning for us.
Absolutely. So I'm wondering, what would you say you took from your engineering experience in order to be a successful neurosurgeon?
Well, I think that when it comes to my experience from engineering, the biggest area of neurosurgery that this applies to is biomechanics and fluid mechanics. So oftentimes we're dealing with the spine in neurosurgery and the structure and balance of the spine has a lot of mechanical attributes to it and biomechanical things to think about. When it comes to dealing with the brain has fluid changes and pressure shifts, which is essentially an engineering problem a lot of the times.
Yeah, that connection between the brain and the spine often goes unnoticed or underrated, if you will, on the part of the public, right?
I think so. I think that we oftentimes don't think as deeply about the physics of the body as maybe it is apparent to me coming from an engineering background.
And so would you say there's one particular area of neuroscience or neurosurgery that most challenges you of all?
So I enjoy really all aspects of neurosurgery, and I try to be involved in many different neurosurgical treatment options. One of the things that most interested me really from the beginning of neurosurgery was the ability for us to change the course of diseases such as Parkinson's or tremor through a process called deep brain stimulation, where we are able to implant an electrode in specific areas of the brain to help control things like tremor or movement problems that people are having. And it's almost like switching on a light, the change that they have in their life.
Certainly sounds like there's an engineering connection there, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. So from determining the best target and trajectory to access the deep parts of the brain to the stimulation that needs to be applied and how that might change, as well as the surrounding structures of the brain and how they could be affected also.
Well, it seems that certainly stands out to you among the work that you've done. Other than that, is there one particular case you've been part of, one endeavor you've experienced that stands out most, maybe the one thing that made you think to yourself afterward, you know, I think I chose the right profession?
I would say that that happens very often. And I wouldn't say that there's a particular specific case that I've experienced. Oftentimes we have to deal with failure, but also with great successes in neurosurgery. And anytime we get those great successes, that really solidifies the reason why I went into it.
Gotcha. How about tackling both engineering and neuroscience? How proud are you to have succeeded in two such demanding yet different professions? I mean, as you all know, most parents, for instance, would be mighty proud to have an engineer or a neurosurgeon in the family. And in this case, you hit on both.
Well, I'm proud and very thankful for being able to get the opportunity to do both. And I really believe that neurosurgery was my calling and what I meant to do. And I enjoy it every day.
Well, your passion certainly comes through. Couple of other things, doctor. For instance, what's it been like spending your career for the most part back at home in Southern California?
Well, that's great because it's an area I'm familiar with. From going to UCLA and being in the Los Angeles area, and now working in a practice that also includes some of my close friends from training, it's been very comfortable.
So what do you do to unwind away from work? We mentioned at the top that you're from a surfing area. Is that part of the agenda or no?
Now, most of the time when I'm enjoying time away from work, it'll be spending time with my family. I enjoy playing golf and doing just daily trips around the Southern California area with the family.
All right, that sounds great. And in summary here, what would you say is most rewarding about your work? What's a good day for you when you go home at the end of it?
Anytime that I feel that I've made a difference in somebody's life, oftentimes that is with a surgical treatment and having a patient tell me that they've feel so much better or that I've changed their life. That's a real reward.
Well, folks, we trust you've gotten to know Dr. Tyler Carson. Doctor, keep up all your great work. It's really an amazing story, and thanks so much again.
Thank you for having me.
And a reminder, physicians or independent practitioners who are not employees or agents of Palmdale Regional Medical Center, the hospital shall not be liable for actions or treatments provided by physicians. For more information, please visit swhpalmdaleregional.com/services/neurology. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast and all the other Palmdale Regional Medical Center podcasts as well. For more health tips and updates, please follow on your social channels. If you found this podcast helpful, please do share it on your social media. I'm Joey Waller. Thanks so much again for being part of Palmdale Regional Radio from Palmdale Regional Medical Center.